This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. National FFA Week is underway. You may notice that many farm broadcasters and ag personalities will be sharing photos of their days in the blue corduroy jackets. Many schools commemorate the week with celebrations, competitions, and information about what FFA can do for students. However, as the pandemic has changed the way we do our engagements in public and in schools, many chapters are going to have to get creative, and there are some ideas on how they can do that right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we aim our programming to be Iowa-centric. The content is focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Our slogan is Iowa Ag Matters. All of our programming strives to meet that theme. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes in length. Plus, we offer a long-format weekend program called Weekend Ag Matters. The network's content footprint also includes a growing digital presence, including a daily e-newsletter called Ag Matters Daily, our website, iowaagnet.com, Facebook, Twitter, blogs, and podcasts. We pride ourselves in doing independent, objective reporting by showing up at events and also going digital with audio and video on our website. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
In a way, the pandemic is creating new opportunities for outreach during this National FFA Week. Instead of just engaging the students and the faculty in schools, chapters are also being encouraged to use the virtual format to reach out to the members of the community to showcase what their local chapters are doing. FFA Central Region Vice President Paxton Dahmer talks about some of the options those can bring with it.
One of the things that they can do is always engaging virtually. That's been something that's really come to light this past year, and I think it's a beneficial way to hold an event during FFA week. You can, you know, have a virtual Zoom hour over lunch and invite people across your community to listen in and talk about your chapter. You can even do different like award ceremonies during National FFA week over in a virtual setting as well.
Several chapters are engaging through the use of social media platforms. National FFA Secretary Anna Mathis is encouraging chapters to ramp up their social media presence. Reach out to members of the community who aren't followers. Also, try to tie in with chapter alumni who can help bring more connection for the local chapters.
Facebook is a great tool because it connects a lot of different people, and over 80% of Americans have Facebook. So Facebook is a great tool to record some of those Zooms, get outside of our community, get outside of the people that know us well, and try to get some exposure and make positive connections, because that's what we're here to do, to make a positive difference in our communities.
FFA Southern Region Vice President Arthur Jonasaint is very encouraged by the participation of former chapter members. The sea of blue jackets that are flooding profile pictures show how far the reach of the organization is and how far back its roots extend.
I love FFA Week because all of the members of my community like to change their profile pictures back to their time in the blue jacket. And so many people share their story as to why FFA has been so impactful to them. And it makes me realize that I'm a part of something so much bigger than myself, and that millions of people have felt the impact of our organization.
There are many commemoration days during this National FFA Week, which runs through February 27th. Coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, February 23rd, it's Alumni Day. And on Thursday, the 25th, is a national fundraising day for organizations at the local, state, and national level called Give FFA Day. And Friday, the 26th, is the day that all members, past and present, are encouraged to wear blue in support of the organization. You can learn more about the Iowa FFA Association through their website and a link in ours at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.